Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Timelines. I don't think they get enough use in our content marketing plans. Here's why. I don't think folks see how they can be used strategically, which is why I wrote this post. But let's drill down a level here. What's the difference between a good timeline that conveys interesting info and one that builds the foundation for our stories and ideas? One word, alignment. Think about it. If we put every single point of change on any given timeline, that thing would stretch for miles. No one would even pay attention to something that long. So we do need to choose what point, what developments we include. We need to edit. And the criteria we use to make those edits, that's where the strategy comes in. So here's an idea for creating a timeline that works not only for us, but also for our audience. Go backwards. Instead of starting at the beginning, start with the point you want to make. What do you advocate here? What business case or story are you building? From that perspective, what developments do we highlight? What are the pivotal points in the history of our environment that folks need to pay attention to? That's what we include. Here's the deal. Everybody wants insight about their environment so they can navigate their world. Timelines don't just show the history, they show the relationship between what happened and the current impact. They explain how we got here. And that explanation lays the foundation for our recommendations or stories about why we have to change or what to do next. See how that works? Who knew a timeline infographic could do all that? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.